It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and you. I want to remind you, we have everybody listening in Houston. We're on the air on 92.1 Radio Now that, hey, you're still dealing with Tropical Depression Imelda. If you text STORM, that's STORM, to this number, 60796, you can get the latest updates, get information about closings, delays, the airport. Some flights still are not going out today because you can't get there through the roads. You can check that out. Also, RadioNowHouston.com, and we're here for you. The phone lines are always open. We'll offer and share any information that we have to pass along, 833-563-2539. If you listen to the show, you know that at least me, Joe, I overshare about therapy. I'm always talking about my stuff with my therapist, Julie, and my solo stuff with my wife, but I kind of think after what we heard yesterday with Pork Chop, bro, I think you need to go into therapy.
Yeah, I think therapy is so healthy. I go to therapy, Liv's gone to therapy, Joe's to therapy. I mean, I just think it's like talking to your best friend that actually knows what they're doing. And if you just want to, like, you know, get anything off your chest, I think it's super. If you've never gone, I think you should at least just try it once, because they just give you tools to, like, okay, like, yes, process things, deal with things. And there should be no stigma attached to it, because your mental health is just, if not more, I mean, I would say equally important as your physical health.
Oh, it's definitely looked at as an important thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. It's probably good. If it was free, I would go. Like, if health insurance paid for it. But I just can't justify, like, paying for therapy. And the reason I say that is I just feel like I'm a very carefree and easy person. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So anyways, yesterday.
But you'll find out why the way you are now.
Okay.
It will help you a ton, man. And it's like with our insurance, it's not the greatest, but it's like 40 or 50 bucks.
So yesterday, we saw like a picture online because there's a lot of rain in Houston and someone was outside and like drenched.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a comment. I was like, ugh, I hate being outside in the rain with my clothes on. And everyone was like, why?
I was shocked.
Well, when I was, I think, maybe 8 years old, I guess I misbehaved, and my mom put me in a cold shower with my clothes on. So I guess now I just hate being outside in the rain.
And I was horrified at that, and no shame, no disrespect to your mom, like, whatever, eat your own, but I just feel like that's, I don't know, weird punishment
now,
for a kid misbehaving.
Was it a punishment? Were you overheating? Why did your mom put you fully clothed into a cold shower?
I don't remember what I did at the time, but obviously it was like something bad that made her upset. So it was just kind of a punishment. And at the in the moment, obviously I like hated it, but now I'm just like, whatever, like no big deal. So I kind of hate going out
really,
in the rain.
You don't know, and that's why we brought up therapy, like you know, how that really affected you.
833-563-2539. And once again, we don't want to take the angle where we're beating up on Porkchop or his mom, but you bring up a great point, Mackenzie, and Liv did too yesterday. It's like, never realized that, but whether you realize it or not, because therapy will make you realize a lot of things you had no clue were under the surface, that obviously affected you somehow, way that, no, nobody likes to get rained on, but like, it really bothers you. It almost triggers you.
I mean, maybe, just like a little, it doesn't, like, really, I could go outside in the rain with an umbrella, but I just don't like being outside getting wet. You'd think I was like the Wicked Witch, like, melting.
Yeah,
like, I just
like being a mom, and my little girl is about that age. She's 9. I just could never imagine if she misbehaved, shoving her in a shower and putting cold. I could never ever do that. Given, I know times are different and everybody has their own way. My form when Lucy misbehaves, which is rarely, but if she sasses back or something, she gets no time on her tablet, or I take something away. And
okay.
That's how. Or I was telling a story about how I put her. Actually, they were her favorite fluffy koala slippers, and I put them up on top of the fridge. I remember this distinctly. She does too, because we talked about it yesterday when she was little, so she could look at them, but she couldn't wear them.
Oh my god, you psycho.
That's torture.
Because she was misbehaving, and I said, okay, well, these are going to be up here for 20 minutes, and you don't get to wear those, and that's because you need to think about what you did. And that's kind of how those are. I take things away. That's how, you know, we deal with misbehaving.
Now, okay, what do you think about this? 833-563-2539. If you want to call in and say, yeah, Pork Chop, maybe you should go to therapy. But also, it kind of seems like we're uncovering all these different forms of punishments that our parents used to do. For me, I called my mom the B word, and she put a bar of soap and made me keep it in my mouth for 20 minutes.
Was that just like an old back in the day thing they used to do?
Yeah. What, I've heard people like where they had to put like liquid soap. No, it was like a bar of, I think, zest, which I'll never forget the taste of zest. And it's just like, oh.
Do you feel like now that's a form of child abuse?
I don't know if it's necessarily the best thing, and that's a whole other wormhole to dive into, but I definitely think that like, it proved the point, because guess what? I never call my mom again, the B word.
Well, I know. I don't know. It's a slippery slope.
833-563-2539. Listen, I want to slide down that slope next. I want to hear from people at least and see what they think. Pork chop, by the way, thanks for sharing that. So
yeah, I just don't think I need therapy.
And that's why he never takes showers to this day.
Oh, the smell. Oh, boy. What a day, what a day. We're talking about producer Pork Chop and a couple of things. First of all, does he need therapy? He says that when he was a bad kid. How old were you? Like, do you remember as a child?
I was definitely younger than 10. I was probably like 5 or 6.
He did something and his mom was like, okay. So she took him in fully clothed, put him in the shower and drenched him in cold water. How long did that happen for?
Oh, I was probably in there for a minute or two.
Okay.
I mean, I'd say I came out to be a decent human, right?
You did, absolutely. We were just talking about how it was different back in the day. Like a lot of people, Joe, you mentioned your mom put soap in your mouth.
I had to have a bar of soap in my mouth for, I think, 20 minutes, Mackenzie.
So now, I mean, forcing anything, especially any, like toxic like soap in the mouth of a child is seen as a form of child abuse. And it can actually harm, I mean, you're a kid, it's lining the mouth or if they swallow it.
It's probably from the movie A Christmas Story, I bet.
Yeah.
She's like, that's my favorite movie. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. 833-563-2539. And we'll kick things off with Debbie. Hey, Debbie, thank you for calling in. What did you want to say?
Actually, it's Gabby, like Gabriella. But,
oh, I'm sorry, Gabby, what up?
Sorry. I just wanted to say that my mom did the same thing that Porkchop's mom did. I had that done multiple times.
Really?
From when I was maybe like 12 up to maybe even 15, 16. Just because I would always talk back and not listen, get really upset. And that was her way of like calming me down. So I would get in the shower. She would put me in the shower, cold water, and then I would, you know, take a shower afterwards. That would just kind of like...
Gabby,
me down a couple notches.
Let me ask you this. Now, do you hate going outside in the rain and getting wet in your clothes?
It didn't affect me that much.
Oh.
See, okay. But it did with
pork
chop.
I think it made me get used to it, but it happened to me more than just once, so maybe it was, like, normal for me.
I don't think cold water would calm you down, though. I feel like you'd be like, ah!
What is this? The Titanic gets cold! Oh, Gabby, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Let's go to Kathy. What did you want to say, Kathy?
I think Porkchop's being a little too sensitive. I think that he just needs to get over it. It's something his mom did to him. And, you know, I think that's the world we live in today where you're young and you're sensitive because my mom did something bad to me. You know, I literally stabbed my son with a fork because I told him to eat his vegetables. He did not. He wanted another pork chop that was on the plate. And he reached for it, and my instinct was just to smack him, but I had a fork in my hand, and he had 4 little prongs stuck in his hand it bled, it did everything, and I was like, I told you not to go for that last pork chop.
Wow.
You stabbed him with a fork?
That's insane. Kelsey, hold on. Kelsey, you're there with Kathy. What do you think about Kathy stabbing her kid with a fork?
Okay, so first of all, I work in the mental health field, and that is totally something that I would call DCS on.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
That's what we have a problem with today.
What'd you say, Kathy?
That's what we have a problem with today. Everybody's so sensitive. Everybody's so, you know what? My sons are very accomplished.
You stabbed him because he wanted pork chops.
Well, he should have eaten his green beans. He could have had the pork chop. If he does as I say, then he wouldn't have been stabbed.
Okay, so let's
today,
move on.
Oh,
my God, what's happening?
It's that simple. Do as I say, and you don't
get
punished.
Oh, it's that simple. What if you're being abused by your parents, and you say, do as I say? Then what?
That's a whole different story.
Wait, Kelsey, are you saying that Kathy was, like, abusive then?
Yeah, low-key, that's high-key abuse.
Wow.
You can't stab your kid.
Dude,
I can do whatever I want as long as
and that's
I am
the problem.
Taking care
and
of
that
my
is
children.
Why the people in their 40s are committing
See, that's,
suicide
that's
and
the
all
problem
have depression.
Today, let's give everybody trophies. Let's give everybody kudos to, you know. No.
Kudos?
I'm
I said don't
parent.
Stab your son with a fork. I didn't worry about your kudos.
If he did as I say and not as he wanted to do, that's the problem. That's why our jails are full of
delinquents. Okay, Kathy,
so nice because, you know, my mommy hurt me, my daddy hurt me because I wanted another pork chop. No, you wanted another pork chop because you didn't eat your green beans. Well, now eat your damn green beans.
Kathy,
and you
so therefore I stab you.
Kathy, I'm going to give you peace just to let you know, like, you know, I am over it. I explained that to Mackenzie and Joe yesterday. I just brought it up. I am over it, but and I turned out to be a good kid.
So I know I didn't abuse
him. I'm sure your kids turned out to be great, and I'm sure they eat their vegetables.
Kathy, thank you for calling in. Kelsey, now what point did you want to get to with yours?
Yeah, so my point was I wondered if he took his physical health seriously at all. So does he go and get a yearly physical checkup? Because if not, then he just doesn't take his health seriously.
I get checked up, like, physical checkups. I've never, ever, ever had a mental health checkup.
So,
why do you
see your mental health differently than your physical health?
I don't know. I mean, I just, like I said before, I just can't justify paying
things
for it.
That happen to us in our childhood come out in adult. And I'm sorry, if my mom stabbed me with a fork, that would have lasting effects. And I'm not saying toughen up. I have a little girl. I would never, she would be taken away from me if I stabbed her in the hand with a fork. Why would I ever do that?
All right.
And for the record, the, like, standing in the shower, I would not necessarily consider that abuse. You're not being physically harmed.
Well, if you're shoved in a shower, if you're shoved in a shower and forced, like, cold water on you, that's not right. What is this teaching kids? If you don't do what you're told, you're going to be physically harmed? No, that's not right.
Kelsey, thank you for calling in. Courtney, let's go to Courtney this morning. We'll wrap it up with Courtney. Hey, Courtney, what do you want to say?
So I can understand pork chops traumas, being traumatized by the cold water. But what I really wanted to talk about was the simple fact that my mom would actually, like, make us take away all of our fun activities, like books and electronics and all that stuff, and make us watch the History Channel with her.
No!
But basically,
that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
History Channel!
Courtney, if you need us to call anybody, let us know. That is traumatic. Hey, thank you guys for calling in this morning, and we definitely... Wow.
That was interesting. I get that, taking away luxuries, but no, never physical harm.
If y'all want to pitch in, I'll go. I'll go to therapy.
I would gladly throw $20 your way. It's like 20. $40. It's $40 a treatment.
Is that it?
Yes, dude. It's called insurance.